Hello.
Hi, this is Laquana giving you a call back. May I please have your zip code?
Yeah, 67226. But I'm calling in reference to a purchase that was made on a credit card that I'm seeing on my bank statement. I don't recognize the purchase, and it's the company name is JIAHAME. And then it
Okay.
has a star and then top lifestyle PR. What is that? What?
The name that's on your statement is not the name of the product. The name that's on your statement is just the merchant that works for the company that charged you. So I have to locate an account, and then at that time I can tell you who's charging you and why, and if you'd like, what we can do to stop it.
Yeah, I don't recognize
Okay, may I please
the
have that zip code one more time?
well, I don't know where the purchase was made. Is that what you're asking me?
No, I would need where the product would be shipped to, that zip code.
Oh, a product was shipped somewhere?
Yes, sir, I have to locate an account.
One moment, please. Is one of your, no, I didn't use the Capital One. Well, at the time it would have been shipped as 67205. At that time, shows purchased whatever it was, which I
And
don't use that
what
card
would be the
anymore.
first
That's the
and
thing
last
that.
name?
Well, first initial of the first name is G, and last name is Myers.
Okay, and can you verify that shipping address with that zip code that you provided me with?
I think you've got enough information now.
In order
So
for me to assist you, I have to locate to verify the account. If you don't feel comfortable, you can always give us a call back with your financial institution on the line.
Well, tell me why don't you why are you unable to tell me what company? The amount was $59.95.
It's
So
not
you.
a matter of I can't tell you what company. It's a matter of we service multiple companies under this umbrella. So I can't say that it's this company and then you say no, I didn't order a product from there, and then it's a company within one of the companies that we service, but I gave you the wrong name.
Well,
So
what
I
is
don't
this?
know. We have over
What's the
300
name,
plus
though?
companies.
Oh, do you? They
Yes,
service
sir.
300
Yes,
plus
sir.
companies.
That's why I said I need to verify the account. But if you don't feel comfortable, you can always give us a
Well,
call
what
back
is
with
this
your
Jahami thing? This
the name that's on
JIAHAME.
your statement is not the name of the company. It's the merchant that charged you. I don't know
That's
all
the
of the
name of a
merch.
merchant?
Yes, sir.
The merchant where it was purchased at?
No, sir. It's not where it was purchased at. We have merchants all over the United States. A merchant can say New York, California.
Right.
It can say anywhere, but that's not where the product was ordered from. It's just that that's where that particular merchant is located that bills you for the product that was ordered.
So there's no connection between this
I can't give you
JIHAME.
any information. Everything that I'm telling you is speculation because I don't have the account. If you don't feel comfortable verifying the address, then you would have
It
to give us
probably
a
would have
call
been sent.
back.
It probably would have been sent to 2300. That's 2300 North Tyler. T, as in Tom, YLER Road, Wichita, and that would be 67205.
Yes, is that a unit 147?
Yeah. most likely, yes.
Yes, sir. And I've located an account. It looks as though a watch was ordered. It was initially ordered on September 7th. This card was charged $6.95. At that time, it was a 14-day trial. If you didn't call to cancel out the account and send the unused portion back, then you were billed for it.
I don't know anything about a 14-day trial.
Okay.
I don't know anything about a 14-day trial. No, that's fraudulent. I don't know about that. No, the watch might have been worth $3. It's not a $60 watch.
That's how much the watch costs. It's basically try before you buy it. So once you buy the watch, you didn't buy it. Once you pay the shipping and handling, you get to see if this is something that you like. If not, then you would send it back. Now, if you don't send it back and you opted to keep it, then you're going to be billed for it. And the amount of the watch it is $59.95.
Okay, well, at least that answers what it is. Any other charges that would come through, I'd have to challenge it. I have no idea. So,
there's no other charges that will come through in reference to this account.
Okay. All right, thank you. You've been very helpful. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And thank you for contacting customer support.